All right, good morning. We are on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. And we are 7 lines in the bottom. 7, 8 lines in the bottom. Nar Mirasa Aviyo Baila Mefirin Nidareh. So this is the beginning of the Mishnah, right? Which tells us this rule that the father and the husband are able to, and we said before, not just one or the other, but both of them together can be made for the nedarim of this woman. So the question is, minalan? How do we know? What's the source of this halacha? So we're going to spend the next amud and a half basically trying to make sure we know for sure the source of this din. So Amakra, v'im hayo, v'im hayo, siyel ish, unidareha aleha. Right? So the pasuk says, if she will be to a man, and her nidarim are on her. Okay? So when she gets married to someone, right? And now her nidarim are on herself, right? So mikan lanar mirasa sha'avia ubala mefir nidareha. Can someone read the rest of the pasuk you have there, right?
Yeah.
Fine. So the point being, once she's now married, so now her nidarim on herself, sort of it sounds like, right? So like no longer on her father, or no longer only on her father. But it's not like it's a very explicit pasuk, and that's where you're going to see there's going to be a disagreement about how to exactly to understand the pasuk. Fine. Yeah, so look at the Ran. 1, 2, 3, 4 lines down in the very wide lines. Vina Mirasa. Okay? So nearly the Hachikam, this is to me it appears this is what it means. The Kevin del Nisuaksiv Kra Acharina, the Hainu in base Isha Nadara. We're gonna see that in a second. Look at the Gemara just for 1 second so that we know what we're talking about here. So go back to the Gemara, Minalan, how do I know this idea? Right, that when she's a naira murasa, when she is a naira and she is engaged, or she is kiddushin, that now the husband and the father together can be made for her nedarim. So amarava amarkravim yosi elishmin dareha leamikan naira murasa shad avia ubala mefir nedarim. You see from here that a naira murasa, her father and her husband together are made for nedarim. So Gemara says ve'ema ha krav benisu oksiv. Right, how do I know that this is talking about a woman who is? How do we know? First of all, she's a naira. How do we know that she is? This is kiddushin only. Maybe she's already had nisuin. And once she's had nisuin, again, we can tell you. We can say now we know the halacha. Once she's had nisuin, she's at her father's out of the picture. But the point is, how do you know this is talking about that's what we think. But this now is trying to reconstruct. Give us a source. How do you know this pasuk? It's pasuk is not so explicit. How do you know this pasuk for sure means that she's a mi'urasa? Maybe she's already nisua, right? So my answer is no. I'll tell you why. Because im yishum nisua karacharina k'siv, we have a different pasuk which says in base isha nadara. Right? Can you also read the rest of that pasuk? In base isha nadara. Okay, fine.
The 3-person job.
Thank you. Well, you guys are doing great. I'm just keeping you all awake. Actually, keeping me awake. But fine. But the point is in base isha nadara, meaning that she takes a nether from her base isha, from actually in her husband's house. So you see it from here that this is take a look at the mefarish. She puts it out there also, right? Amar kra imayos yela ish. See where I am? It's like, I don't know, 9 lines down in the from the bottom in the mefarish. Amar kra imayos yela ish le'elmin mehay kraksiv ki heni avi osa. Right, before that, it said her father can, right, get rid of her nedarim. And then it says, right, uksiv v'mayos yelish, right, vav mosif al iner rishon. The vav adds to what was before, right? V'chihechi da'av mevata nidre bito b'zman shi b'yashuso. Just like the father can be mevata nedarim when she is in his house. Hachanan mevata im habal calls man shi arusa. The dan he b'yashuso. Right. So v'mayos yelish when they're ela. Now she gets married. She has the, now you see Mikan and Naira v'chulei, right? So you see from there that something's changed, but somehow the father's still involved, but not fully. So it must be that now it's both of them. Fine. Okay. But again, so now look at the Mefarish. Ve'ema, hadin kra ima yosi siyel b'nesu oksiv, shabal mefir la v'loav, V'lamayavirus. I mean, it's not so obvious. We're talking about, like, I don't know. Now only the Re'alea. I would have said it's a total transition. You go from your father can be mevatel to now only the husband can. Right. So who said we're even in this place where now it's this hybrid situation? Like who said? Right. So the Gemara had said, fine. So maybe this nisuin. The Gemara answered, no, that can't be because I have another pasuk in Beis Shanadara that's about nisuin. Okay. So what? So we could just continue the Gemara for a second. So Ema Tavaya B'Nisua. Okay, I don't know. Maybe I'll say both are talking about Nisua. Why? Because it teaches different halachos. V'chiteima trei kri B'Nisua Lamali. Lamali L'meimar. Lamali L'meimar. Lamali L'meimar. She'en Abal Mefer B'Kodmin. Right? Maybe that's to teach me that the husband, sorry, yes, the husband's mevatel, you know, doesn't make for nedarim himself and it's nisuin. But it teaches me why to psukim, a second pasuk, they teach me that the husband cannot be made for something that was done from before the marriage. He can't be made for a neder that was made before. So the Gemara, at least at this point, wants to say, maybe I have, you're right, meaning I see a pasuk that's a rusa. Who said maybe it's Nisua? And by the way, if you're going to tie up, what do you mean? Two different psukim can't be talking about Nisuin? Yes, they can. Two different halachos. One that he can be made for, and one that he can't be made for, Bekodman. Fine. So now, take a look in the Ran again, right? Because he's going to quote kind of all these pieces, so I realize we need them all. So now back to the Ran. Nearly, this is what's going on here. The Kevan del Nisua Ksiv Kra Harina, the Hainu and Basi Shadadar, since I have another passage about Nisuin also, right? Can mefarish lekaman al korchin hay barusa mitukma, right? Meaning the half of me at least is since I have another pasuk about nisua, this pasuk must be about what? Must be about arusa, okay? The trei kri b'nisua lamali, who needs two pasukim about the same scenario? The v'keva the barusa mitukma al korchin islam lemeimar devav mosav al yinim rishon. Since and if it's talking about arusa. Right, so what are you going to argue? What are you going to tell me? The vav is a connection to what we were talking about before. I said before that Hashem will forgive it because her father takes care of it. So meaning, it's not a crazy possibility. Originally, we're talking about that her father can be about the nedarim by himself. And then later we talk about this, he's nisuin, the husband's, can take care of this. And in the middle, when it's arusa, it can be both. Fine. V'asi shapir barusa, the kevin de barusa liyatsa mirushus av, din hu de lo lefer arus luchudei. Right, and that actually makes a lot of sense. Meaning if you're telling me there's such a halacha, right, so actually it makes a lot of sense to me. Because what's arusa? Arusa is like sort of out of her father's house, but not totally out of her father's house. So what would that look like in terms of Hafaras and Darm? Exactly like this. She's sort of married, sort of not. Yeah.
So is the Ron really saying, I mean, like, they only quote one pasuk, but if you look at the Torah in order, it's talking about first she's a girl, then it says, if she gets married, and then it goes further. So
if I was really doing better, I would, like, brought you, like, all the pasukim together, we would look at the Chumash, and I'm serious.
Well,
and, like,
it's that they are yeah, has it, so that's why.
Oh, has there, yeah. So exactly, we're trying to, like, to break it down like this. If you look at the psukim, it actually, it's not obvious it has to be this way.
Right, but it progresses from
it's
one
reasonable,
to the other. Yeah, yeah.
Reasonable mahalach. Not married, arusa, nisua. That's how things go. Right. And by the way, especially when the old days used to be an arusa for a year. Right. So this is a real thing. Right. You'd have like this middle status. What do I do with that status? Right. It's a real thing to consider.
And then it even goes on after that to an alman and a grusha. I mean, so it goes to the whole real progression there.
Exactly. So since there's a progression here, and it's all talking about how the nedarim work, makes sense. That's one of the stages. So it's not so crazy. And we don't usually like to have two separate psukim teach me the same thing. Or in this case, they're not teaching the same thing. Two separate psukim teaching me the same stage. In this case, right? So it's a reasonable point. That's what the Ron's saying. Fine. Okay. Fine. So and like we said, so the Gemara said, I don't know, maybe they're both about, maybe this is a Nisua, not an Arusa. Oh, I can't have two talking about a Nisua. No, there's two different halachos I can learn about the Nisua, that the husband is made for the neder, and also that he can't be made for Bekom. Fine. Now it continues the Gemara. V'lav memela shamas mina. Right? And says Gemara, and I wouldn't have necessarily learned it, on its own. I wouldn't let's say learn that automatically. Right? Take a look. At the Ran, Ve'ema Tarvaya ben Yesua. It's now on Samach Sanav Beis. It's the second skinny line. Ve'ema Tarvaya ben Yesua. Ava Barusa lo tzarech ba'akla. Maybe we'll argue. We're just talking about Arusa. Talking about Nisua. And again, when it comes to Arusa, the husband's still out. Right? You don't need him at all. V'chiteima trei krai la'amali. And if you tell me, so what are you talking about Nisua? She'ein ha'bal mefer bekodmet. The teacher, the Baal can't be mefer when it comes to original, the things that took place before they were married. Now she's in her husband's house, fine, but telling me only when she's there. But if she's not there, she was somewhere else, she was made the nether in her father's house, then he can't touch that. Fine. Okay. So the Gemara's response, right? So Velavi Mila Shamas Mina is a response to this, right? Well, maybe it's Nisuin and two things learned about Nisuin, right? And the Gemara answers, no, because I could have really, those two things I could learn from one pasuk, right? Velavi Mila Shamas Mina, I could learn them both from here. Right, so that I don't really need both. Right, to be in base yishad lechudei, the mashma minay the ba meifer v'she'ena meifer bekodmin. Yeah, that's how they have it here as an answer, right? As a response, a part of the kasha.
Which
v'lav mimila shamus
mina. Sort of have it as a question,
but it's a question attacking the.
From what we said.
Attacking
says,
the question.
Do you automatically learn that the verse, as well as the Nisua's husband can revoke her, from the verse that the Nisua's husband can revoke her vows?
Right, in which case I don't need two psukim about Nisuan. Right. So that argument of the two psukim about Nisuan, it's not so great. Good. V'yaseima. And I'll give you another reason why I don't want to say these two different psukim about Nisuan. Again, because we're trying to save the drasha to tell me it still applies to an Arusa. Right? V'yaseima, the Havaya Kiddushin Mashma. I'll tell you another reason. Right? We have a general concept that the idea haya in the referencing to getting married usually refers to kiddushin. Okay, so Ron's going to note that it doesn't always refer to kiddushin, but it does very often. In fact, the Gemara's in kiddushin talk about this idea of connections between kiddushin and gerushin. Actually, they call it makish havaya liyatsiya. They make a connection between getting married and getting divorced. Certain rules that are the same. But the point being, the word, the concept of heyo, or haya, havaya, always refers to kiddushin. Look at the Ran. V'yibayis ema, havaya kiddushin. Mashma hilkach, al korchacha, lo matzis amris de ba'arusa av l'chudei mefer. Right? It wouldn't make sense to say that when it comes to an arusa, the father himself is being mefer. The havaya kiddushin mashma, Amba benayri murasa tzarech baal velo sagi ba'av l'chudei. Right, so you could argue this is so. First of all, lav mimila shamis lit mina. I don't know. It's so necessary to have two different psukim about nisuin. And number two, the language of hayosi aliish really typically refers to kiddushin. It doesn't have to always, but it definitely typically refers to kiddushin. So he asked the kasha afterwards. But wait a second, you know, maybe. There are times when it refers to nisuin also, and he has a, you know. He explains why he thinks that sometimes true, but doesn't have to be the case. But fine, but that's what the Gemara is saying until now. Fine. So Gemara has basically tried to prove that it's Arison. There was an attack on that proof and a response to the attack, but not like in response to the attack. Fine. But now the Gemara is not satisfied and going to keep trying to attack this proof that. That Hayosi Yalish is a reference to Narimu Rasa. Okay? So Gemara tries again. So Ema Ablukhude Mefer. So maybe, I don't know, maybe that is the case. Maybe we just do have the father by himself, right? Not the Baal. And it is referring to Harusa, but it's just the father. Look at the Ran. Ema Ablukhude Lefer. Nearly the Ablukhude Lefer, who the Kashalek, the Kevan, the Loyatsu Sam Yershus Ahav, meaning maybe she is an Amirasa, but the halacha still is that the father does it by himself. Okay? Why? She didn't leave his house. Right? She lives with him. Right? So, aval arus lo, v'smichusa divim hayosi yeh hani lomar da arus by av the arus the kasev rachmana lomar sheim hikim hukam kinar minu besamach aledav. So we'll see what this means in 1 second. Take a look in the Gemara. Actually, he jumped forward. Take a look back in the Gemara. So ema avdu chadei mefer. So maybe the abd can be made for by himself. Im kain says the Gemara v'asra yisar beis avia yani osa lamali. So what are you telling me that he's gonna, you know, that she took an isra herself beis avia? Then you know he can get her out of it. So what do I need that for? So hashi yeshlomar v'malkam arus mefer avdu chadei shalom v'malkam arus mebayis. If you're telling me now that v'hayos yelaish means she's now an arusa and she's nevertheless, only the father can be mefer. So don't tell me anymore when she lives in her father's house he can be mefer. That's obvious. The kal v'chomer, I don't need it, right? So answers the Gemara. No, ema av libay arus ve'arus luchudei mefer. So, but the point being, what's the havamina? The havamina is, and that was the rose what the Ram was saying. The havamina is maybe. The case of Arusa, the father can be made for himself, but if the, and we're going to see this come up later, it maybe if the husband is Mekayim, right, that would be still be a problem for him. It means the husband has some role. He can't, the father can be made for him by himself, but the father can be made for him by himself, but if the husband is Mekayim, he's going to get in the way. So maybe that's what's happening here, right? And Mar says, yeah, but then I don't need the Pasuk. I don't need two Pasukim by. I don't need the original pasuk. They tell me that Yaniosa, that the father can be made for his daughter's Nadarim. He can do it when she's in Arusa.
When there's no Arus, right?
Right, when there's no Arus at all. So I would know that already. Okay, so fine. So Gemara tries again. Ema av li bay Arus, the Arus luchudei mefer. Maybe the father needs the Arus. Maybe now it is Arusa, and the father needs the Arus to do it together, right? But the Arus luchudei mefer, but the Arus can also do it himself. So the father could, if the husband helps him, but the husband doesn't need the father. Maybe you could argue that, okay? V'chitema av dekasa rachmana lamali. And if you tell me then what do I need the word av for then? Right? Mi baylei de'i hikim hikim. And what I need it for? I need it so that, because, again, if the father would be mekim, meaning then what's the need, what do you need the father for? Right? The others can do it by himself. The answer is, well, if the father would be mekim, that would be a problem still. So that's what you're telling me that. Okay. So it's the answer to the Gemara. Im kain, beis isha nadar lamai kasev. Right, but if that's true, then beis isha nadar, what do I need it for? Kava chomer. Ma b'malkam av, aris mefer lechudei, shalom b'malkam av mibai. Right, because again, and if that was the case, then again, you're going to give me extra psukim, because what happened now? Now you're telling me that when there's a father, the aris can be mefer by himself. So then if there's no father, what do I need? You know, that's obvious. So again, then I don't need both. Okay? So the answer to the Gemara, Ema im beis isha nadara, lomar she'ein habal mefer bekodmin. Okay? So maybe you want to tell me, no, the beis isha nadara is the time to teach me, watch, that the husband can't be mefer original. That possibly he can't, you know, things like that predated his relationship. Okay? So Gemara says, Take a look all the way down the bottom at the Ran, three lines in the bottom. Vilimi uta hudis. Right? It's there just again to exclude that one. Okay? And the Gemara says, Umine klomar, mi maida amris the baal eino mefer bekodmin. If you can tell me the husband can't be mefer, things that predated his relationship, shaminan she'ein arus mefer ela beshut fuseha da'af. Right? And if that's true, okay, but now that that's true, now what do we say? So now we want to argue that what happens, the husband can be mefer, but he can't be mefer bekodmin. Of the husband, if the husband can't be made for Bekodman, right? So what do you see? You see the Arus can't be made for without the father's help. Why? The Arus made for Bekodman, because the Arus can be Kinemashma v'ndarea aleha, n'darea shahayu aleha kvar. V'heichi efshe the Arus made for v'lobal, meaning Arus is the husband in kiddushin.
The aros made for bekodmin. You need both of them to make for bekodmin. That's what he's saying. The aros made for bekodmin.
Klomer b'mayda amritz abal ainu made for bekodmin. Shavin and she'ein aros made for ela b'shut fuseh da'av. He can only do it together.
Aros made for bekodmin. That they both have to do it.
Right. And why is that? Because an aros is made for bekodmin, kidimashim nidareh aleh nidareh shahayu aleh kfar. After the aris mefer v'loba, how can it be that the aris can do it but the husband can't? That can't be, right? So that must be mishum shutfuseh da'af. The mefer bekulu, the gabe av leka kodman, right? Meaning that the father and the arus can actually mefer earlier ones together. The husband can only do it when they're married finally, fully, he can only do it himself, right? So, can you really perush the dishmaisa? Because that's what I think the pshat is. But the point being, now you see this idea. So if that's true, so elah, so the Gemara concludes, so umine arus mefer bekodman, elah, lav mishum shutfuseh. So it must be the only way he does it is together with the father. So based on all of these back and forth, now we see so it must be actually this pasuk is fair, a pretty fair explanation of the pasuk. Now is that what? Yes, go in that order that we talked about. First the father can do it himself, then the shutfus of the father and arus. In that case, we said they can even be made for bekodman because the father. And by the way, the reason we're together they can do that is because the father was around, right? When she was before she was married to the husband, to the arus. But now, when it's baal, the baal can be made for by himself, but he can't be made for bekodman, which actually makes the progression actually makes a lot of sense. And that's what this pasuk is talking about. And now, shalom al Yisrael. We'll stop here and we'll pick up next week.